experience a new luxury at Genesis of Selma.
From the KMJ News Center in the heart of the San Joaquin Valley, this is Fresno's Morning News with Christopher Gabriel.
Breaking traffic reports, weather forecasts, and sports with George Takata.
Now, it's time for Fresno's Morning News on KMJ and streaming at kmjnow.com.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thursday, September 21st. That's your day. That's your date. This is Fresno's Morning News, hour number one. Glad to have you aboard. Let's get things started by heading over to the traffic desk. Saying good morning to Mike Martinez.
Well, good morning to you, CG. Good morning, commuters. And let's head out to Ashland and Marks. Grab a look and note a lane closure happening all the way through November the 1st. So watch out for some overnight work there from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Mike Martinez, KMJ Traffic.
Well, for your weather today, there's an air quality alert for several parts of the valley from wildfire smoke. Valley Air District advising people to avoid prolonged exposure to it, especially for anybody who has health issues. Otherwise, you're going to have a sunny day today. A little bit of light wind coming out of the west. Only 79 degrees for a high today. I like that. It's going to get down to 55 tonight. A little warmer tomorrow. It's going to get up to 83. If you're going over to the coast, Pismo Beach, perhaps 66 degrees is going to be your high. Right now here in Fresno, it's 62 degrees. Let's head over to the news desk and say good morning to Liz Kern.
Good morning, Christopher. Good morning, everyone. A bicyclist struck by a vehicle last night in southeast Fresno. The Highway Patrol says it was just before 9 near Kings Canyon Road and DeWitt. The CHP says the driver left the scene but later returned. The man riding the bike suffered major injuries and was taken to the hospital. No word on his condition. Investigators are still working to determine who was at fault. A 12-year-old is arrested for making threats on Monday to shoot up a South Valley school. The Tulare County Sheriff's Office says the boy claimed the shooting would happen at Earlemart Middle School. Detectives searched his home. They did not find any weapons. The student was arrested and booked into the juvenile detention facility for making terrorist threats. A federal program is relaunching as coronavirus cases rise across the country. Americans will be able to order free tests. Here's KMJ's Gabe Navarro.
The government program used for the last two winters to send out free COVID tests to American homes will get up and running once again in the next coming days. The Department of Health and Human Services says the site covidtests.gov will officially relaunch on September 25th, and each household will be able to order 4 free rapid tests. The site has had an off-and-on presence since the winter of 2022, when the Omicron variant was ripping across the country. Roughly 755 million tests have been distributed through the website over the last 2 years. Gabe Navarro, KMJ News.
Our nation's top agricultural trade negotiator is visiting California today. We get the details from KMJ's Ag Director Don York.
The U.S. Chief Agricultural Negotiator Doug McKellip will visit the Port of Oakland. He'll be touring the facilities and meet up with stakeholders during his trip. He'll also be joined by local international longshore and warehouse union leadership and local members of the Pacific Maritime Association. Now, this trip follows the recent labor agreement between West Coast port workers and others. And on the topic of trade, our nation recently secured an agreement with the country of India to resolve a dispute which resulted in lower tariffs on certain American agricultural products, including those grown in the Golden State. Don York, KMJ News.
It is 10 minutes after the hour, making the Billboard charts. Doja Cat's Paint the Town Red.
I said what they said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red.
According to Billboard, Paint the Town Red completes the cycle as the most streamed track in the country for a second consecutive week. It was number one on Billboard's global charts. Doja Cat has been honored with Billboard's Powerhouse Award. That was at the 2022 Women in Music event.
I noticed you bouncing around in there. So was Mike Martinez.
Yeah.
I was a little bit.
Dancing a little bit.
A little bit.
Thursday, Friday Eve.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a Dancing Thursday. Now, if you think hard, you will know the song that I'm going to play today at 8:23.
Okay.
All right. I'm just throwing that out there to you.
I guessed the location of the song yesterday.
You
from
did.
The Top
I was
Gun movie.
Very impressed.
Yes,
with that.
You were, weren't you?
Yes, I was, because those are tough to pull. A lot of times when a movie soundtrack comes out, they don't include the ones that are on a radio in the room or something. And then a couple of years later, they came out with that expanded soundtrack, and they had that song. And Otis Redding's "Sitting on the Dock of the Bay." He wrote, by the way, he wrote that for when he lived in Sausalito, and he would sit on the bay And that's where that song came from.
It was about Sausalito?
Yes, it was.
For some reason, I thought it was the East Coast.
I thought so, too. I'm with you. I thought it was going to be maybe Bar Harbor, Maine, or somewhere in Rhode Island, maybe Newport. But it was.
Right.
It has to do with Sausalito.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
That's a little tidbit for today,
Gabriel. Well, that's because we are hashtag
full service.
Exactly right. That's what we are, this program. All right. Thank you, Liz. Coming up, it is George Takata with sports. Tell you about Major League Baseball. The fall from grace for the San Francisco Giants continues. Very troubling. Thursday night NFL, close to home here, Giants and San Francisco. George will tell you about that. And there was a trade in the National Football League involving one of the California NFL teams. All that and more coming up next.